My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Good morning. I feel like we have morning voice.
Oh my gosh. Whatever. Morning voice, night voice. Let's go.
But it's such a difference. Isn't that weird? Like when you wake up, your voice sounds so different.
Yeah, when we're deeper.
I know. Yeah. Oh yeah. Very deep. Oh my gosh. In school, like, weren't we known as people who had deep voices?
Yeah. Especially me. I don't know about you, but I was.
Yeah. I feel like a guy has told you that before too.
A nun hit me one time, told me I had a deep voice because I was trying to sing. She's like, you're a deep voice. I think we told that story before.
Yeah, but we did. That was funny. How was your weekend?
It was chill. You know, it was a lot of, you know, spending it with my husband's family. We had his mom's birthday and, you know, a gathering. So, yeah.
I need to text her. When was her birthday?
Oh, yesterday.
Oh, wow. You should have told me.
Okay. Whoa.
Well, me and her have like a really good rapport. She really likes me.
Yeah, she likes like your personality, how like you are stuck up. And I'm not, which is weird because you would think the opposite probably.
Yeah, I swear, isn't that so funny? That's true. Me and Chantal have been trying to record this morning, and I've been waiting for my middle child to wake up because I want to like distract her before. And of course, the day that me and Chantal are recording in the morning, she's not up. So there's that fun stuff. She's going
to
come in.
Maybe she had fun. What did you guys do? You guys went to the pool yesterday and stuff?
Yeah, we went to my husband's family's house. And they have such a beautiful backyard and a beautiful pool. And I'm just like, oh, this is so nice. So that was nice. And they're exhausted today from it. Obviously, if they're not awake, you know.
Roxanne and I are so like in love and hate Jersey at the same time that we literally watched it last night and then we're going over someone's house again today to watch it just to have like a gathering, you know, but it's more for like the jokes and the fun. But
yeah,
we're like, okay.
Well, it's crazy because so we have like this group that we talk to, and one of the guys in this group is obsessed with Melissa.
Yeah.
He intentionally bought an Envy hat and like sent it over.
Us all off.
Yeah. And all of us are not. We're all like, what? And it's just him, he is. And he does it on purpose. So it's so funny. So today, yeah, we're going to go there just to like shoot the shit and talk about the show and we'll watch it again. But it was such a bad episode.
I know. It's like not even a great episode to like rewatch because to me it was so bad. It's so bad. It's like not even edited correctly. Like, does that make sense? You know, like I just feel like it's so choppy, so like weird. Like it doesn't flow. That's how I just feel about it. But
well, so here's what's interesting for those who don't know. We talked about this on our Patreon, but there was a scheduled 13 episodes, and up until like last week it was supposed to be 13 episodes, and they've already edited so much out that most things don't make sense or things didn't make it, and they last minute within the last week changed it to 12 episodes. So there's only now 2 episodes left, and there were supposed to be today there were supposed to be at least 3 more episodes left. So they even cut more stuff out. Then you see the previews for next week where it's like a sleepover that I have zero interest in watching.
Seriously.
Especially if the star of the show isn't on it. That's just not fun. But honestly, it's a good thing because you're looking at it and it's like, whether you like Teresa or not, her scenes, they just like, they land more. So when she's not in it, like the first 40 minutes, like she wasn't in it. And you're like, this is like really, really boring. So
it was a lot of Danielle today or last night's episode.
Yeah, and like, that's not good.
Like, no one wants to watch her family. No offense.
I know her family doesn't land. I forwarded the kids bop thing that was like from the early 2000s. Like, how is that even still a thing?
I know, but it is like, you know, they do concerts and stuff now. Like, I think they just had a concert here in Michigan, and it was like cute for the kids. Like, you take your kids outside and you have like they sing like those, you know, popular songs. I feel like they're making a comeback.
Okay, I don't know. I haven't heard of it. Oh my gosh,
But like that's like I'm saying, like they just had a concert. So I'm like that. So I was like, oh, maybe they are, because then now I hear it from this and then that. So
yeah, Okay, so Tim Hortons coffee always like lands really well. I just drink black coffee. And right now it was the most bitter coffee ever, and that never happened. So I'm really sad. Okay, anyways, so I mean, let's kind of get into the episode. Yeah. But you guys, I don't know. All I know is New Jersey needs a new production crew. Sirens Media is not working with New Jersey. I think it's been so toxic for so long. And I hate to call them out because, like, it's their job and stuff, but they truly, really failed this season. They knew that this was going to happen. If they brought everyone back, they still did it. And they brought the worst season. This season is worse than the season with the twins. And that tells you everything.
Yeah, the season, like, right before.
It was
so bad.
Yeah. But we're seeing a lot of Melissa's family in this episode. And another thing that isn't landing, it hasn't landed the years before when they tried to bring her family. So just knowing how toxic Melissa's family is with how involved they get on the show, how they, you know, will like and comment the worst things about Joe's sister, like anything that involves Teresa, these people have commented, like said the dirtiest things possible. And I don't want to watch them knowing that that's like what they do. And anyways, like, no offense, like, I don't care at all about Donna Marco, like, one bit.
Donna Marco and Margaret have so much in common, so they just need to go.
Yeah, I don't. What do they have in common?
I'm just thinking because they're so old.
Oh my gosh. Come after me. Yeah, wow. Yeah, people definitely are going to.
No, yeah. I know. I agree. Like, even when, I mean, like, the one thing I will say, like, I mean, sometimes it's like, you know, like, it's interesting to like listen to like people dating at that age. Like, I do kind of sometimes like to see that because like you don't hear about it often. But like, yeah, like, I think with her and her like little martini and or whatever she does, and it's like, okay, guys, get off the screen. I don't care.
Because what else would Melissa film then? That's why she's like bringing her family in, because Antonia's gone. Her boys want nothing to do with the show. So it would just be her and Joe. Joe's not interesting unless he talks about Teresa. So it's like, okay, let's bring my family. But what's so crazy, you guys, is that Melissa truly believes like her family is like the Kardashian of the housewives. She thinks that her family is it. And it's like, they're not. I get you love your family, because guess what? I love my family so much. But like the outside world, they are not invested, nor do they love your family. And if they did, your family would be on a lot more from previous seasons.
You know what's funny is that, did you catch like how Donna went to Joe's size? She's like, I want to spite Joe. He gets me more. So it's just so funny how like Joe really like rides her.
Yeah. I mean, but like, I feel like that's how my mom is with my husband.
Oh yeah. She really does.
She totally prefers my husband over me. So and it's because my husband is the type where like I get like annoyed, and he's like, if this is how a person is, you just need to accept it and roll with it. And I'm like, okay.
So. Yeah, like really, like honestly, like great for all the in-laws on the show, because like look at Nate and the dad, you know, it's so crazy how like, you know, you become that person for your significant other.
Yeah. Yeah. So Melissa talks the fashion show and how she put a pause on the fashion show, but conveniently she wants to do it now that they're filming the show. And I just think she does this a lot. For example, every year she throws a 4th of July party and they're filming every year for it. But of course this year they didn't film. So guess who didn't throw the party? She didn't. But it's also the same shit every year. If you watch Beverly Hills, if you watch Orange County, Atlanta, they don't have the same reoccurring events. Like I throw a July. The only thing that they have, Kyle Richards does that annual white party. And it is literally a different theme, scene, everything. It's not at the same house, same food, same vendors. It's none of that stuff. So with the Real Housewives of New Jersey, they tend to, especially like a Melissa, tends to do the same things over and over again. And I'm over like watching a fashion show, unless it was Kim D's. I preferred Kim D's. I really liked hers. And it's because you knew that like everyone was going to come and the drama was going to be insane there. But I just think it's so funny that, of course, this year she didn't throw a 4th of July party.
Oh, yeah, that's a good catch.
Yeah.
If you are struggling with dry lips, I have the solution for you. It's City Lips. I posted on our story the other week about how amazing this product was. Roxanne and I both have an obsession with not having dry lips and making sure we have something on them at all times. And this was the best summer discovery. I got the summer peach color, and it just kept my lips so plump and hydrated. I think clear would be amazing too. So if you just put on a little lip liner and you throw on the clear, you'll have the best full smooth lips. So if you want fuller and plump lips with City Lips, shop citybeauty.com. Get 15% off site-wide with code TRH. They also have a 60-day back guarantee. So if you didn't like it, you can always go back and return and say, I didn't like this, but I promise you guys will love it. Again, I got the summer peach color and I got the clear. But you can go on their website. They have about over 10 plus colors. So I'm sure you'll find something that goes matches with your skin tone. And yeah, promise you'll love.
Margaret and Dolores hang out, and in Margaret's confessional, she says she doesn't think Dolores believes the BS that Jackie said about Margaret talking or shit to Jackie. And I 100% believe without a doubt that that Dolores does think Margaret has no loyalty to no one and that Margaret does talk shit. But I just think that Dolores will play nice.
Yeah, I think just as much as, like, you know, Dolores plays, or we think Margaret plays a game. Or yeah. Dolores, yeah, like Dolores does too. Like Dolores knows.
Yeah, like, I mean, and I don't blame her because I do the same. Dolores is a loyal person and she's friends and hanging out with someone. So she's not thinking that that person is going to then bring up things and, you know, like remember everything that happens in the conversation. And Margaret is dirty. So I'm sure Dolores has said things to Margaret because they got close at one point when they were even hanging out outside of filming when they were both single. Or actually, Margaret's never been single, but, you know, her husband's so irrelevant. But when Dolores was single, and so... If I was Dolores, like, no matter what, I mean, no matter what with any friend, like, I don't want them to air my shit out ever. So I'm going to try to play nice with them if I know that they're that type of person and I see that pattern with them.
Yeah. And I think, like you said, like, I think Dolores probably did, you know, say things to her that she shouldn't have said.
Sure.
So, like, you know, and it's
it happens. And Margaret says she has never said a bad thing about Dolores. She swears on her children. Again, no one believes it. Margaret then says she was upset when they hung out at the reunion with Teresa after. Then Margaret owns that she probably did say that if Dolores was with David, none of this would happen. But she literally swore on her children 5 minutes ago that she's never spoke bad about Dolores. About Dolores.
And then, like, and also it's like, what does that even mean? Like, why are you trying to make it like Dolores and Teresa are not even friends all of a sudden? Like, they've known each other for 20 years and now, like, right. Oh, like, if you were David, you never hang out with Teresa. Like, they've all hung out before. They've been friends for a long time.
And of course, Polly prefers fucking Teresa and Louis over Joe Bonino. Like, even Joe Gorga prefers that, but he's stuck and you guys all use each other. I mean, no offense. Joe Bonino is not someone that many people can hang out with.
Yeah, it was just so interesting watching this friendships conversation about, like, calling each other out, because it does seem like that their friendship is way more deeper than we see. Because, like, why would Margaret feel so inclined to, like, be like, you shouldn't hang out with a friend that you've known for 20 years?
Yeah, that's shady a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
It's very shady. I'm sorry. It's very shady of Dolores, and it's shady.
Yeah, I know.
It also just goes to show you, like, this is how deep and far it's gone that, like, that Margaret feels the need to try to take Dolores from that side as well. It's like, okay, this is not how
I'm
we
over
do
it.
Guys. This is not like, let's get everyone on one side and, like, let's X out people.
Yeah, I'm so over it.
Yeah, and, like, just like Roxanne always says too, like, we hate when people go after one person. Like, yeah. If someone all of a sudden just all went after Margaret next year, I think we wouldn't like it either.
I know, I swear I really wouldn't. I don't like that. It would probably make us kind of like her in a weird way, or like feel like protective over, because we do hate that. Danielle is excited that Melissa is inviting her backstage at her Envy fashion show. Danielle's a type who uses people. Right now, Melissa has a boutique. That is Danielle's goal. So she'll use Melissa to get all the tea on how to do that. Then Danielle says she's annoyed that Teresa isn't having her back, which Teresa has been very cordial with the whole, you know, Danielle-Jennifer thing. Also, Teresa doesn't even have a long history with Danielle like she does Jennifer. It's really weird how Danielle expects that from Teresa. But I think Danielle was just over Teresa and excited about Melissa at this point. And Danielle is a certified victim. She says no one goes to bat for her. But at the end of the day, Danielle talks to no one in her life and thinks everyone else is the problem.
Yeah, no offense. Like, you've known Teresa for 2 seconds, and you're lucky that she even came to your event to support you after what you just did to her friend who literally rides for her. Yeah, like, you're seeing Jennifer get mad at Teresa all of a sudden. Like, and it's like, you're lucky she's even wanting to talk to you.
And Danielle's never ride for Teresa ever. So where's your loyalty, sweetie? Like, you're like
Melissa. One season with each other. You guys just met.
I know that they had Teresa introduce Danielle though, but you know how they do that.
Yeah, I know.
I literally do not care to hear about Danielle's family issues. If we're not hearing from Danielle's family to hear their side, I don't care. It's giving, I'm using them for a storyline. And I hate when we hear just that side and it keeps being a reoccurring thing every episode.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying that too. It's not just us. Like everyone just keeps saying like, I don't want to hear about her.
I don't. Her, it's so
her
stupid.
Brother, her dad. It makes no sense. Like if they're not in there, like if yeah. we're not seeing like, you know, like from Nicole from Miami, like she had such problems with her dad, but then we saw her and her dad sit exactly. down and try to work it out. We saw her dad on the show. We try to see resolutions and it's like stupid if we're just seeing one side.
Yeah. And then we're hearing that like Nate is having conversation with the dad. But again, it's not like we're seeing or hearing the dad. And you can tell the dad absolutely wants nothing to do with the show.
Yeah, because
he did it last season. Yeah.
Yeah, the brother was like, I don't want you on the show. I don't want you guys talking about me.
No, so I don't think the brother asked the dad and said, I don't want you on the show. I think he has been very adamant about I don't want to be spoken about. And the dad knows his daughter, and the dad knows that if he films, Danielle will bring up the brother.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think the brother's sitting there and saying, Dad, you can't go on the show.
Yeah, I think exactly like he was probably, I don't want you guys to talk about me. So then he knows, like, let me not go on the show to start problems with my son.
Yeah. It's so awkward to see Teresa talk about this podcast event when this whole time Melissa Feaster was the biggest snake talking crap about Teresa behind her back. There were a bunch of texts released of Melissa Feaster talking like terribly with trolls, and the trolls were also talking terribly, and Melissa Feaster was just completely engaging in it throughout all the way as far as October, just talking horrible about Teresa. And as you can see when you watch Teresa raves about Melissa Feaster. She never said a bad thing about Melissa Feaster. She thought Melissa Feaster was this great person. She said that she was a great Melissa. And can you imagine what Melissa Feaster is doing right now watching that? Like, I ruined a podcast because I was talking for hours on phone calls to trolls about Teresa and about Louis, and all she did was rave about me and give me this flat platform. But I was so jealous of her and so jealous of her fame that I would just talk crap about her behind her back, even though she really thought of me as such a close person.
Yeah, it really is such a shame. And it's so crazy because like you really did just get this big platform now to like promote this podcast, and now it's donezo.
I know, but again, everything happens for a reason. I mean, Teresa's riding for that podcast, wearing a Namaste Bitches shirt on every episode. But guess what? Now Teresa has a podcast that lands so much better because her and Melissa Feaster never had a connection, and she should have never given Melissa Feaster that opportunity.
Yeah, I agree.
So Jennifer Aiden had balls going to Melissa Gorga's Envy fashion show.
I know, like by herself too.
Yeah, I know. That is so ballsy. When Danielle talks about Jennifer, it's just so toxic. It's giving Jersey Shore, even lower than Jersey Shore. Danielle is on the wrong show. Like she is a very toxic, toxic person. She's very tacky.
No, 100%. We know.
Yeah, it's so bad. And it's not landing because it brings the wrong message to the show. It brings like, this is not the it brings Bad Girls Club energy. And that is what Danielle should have been on. Danielle should have been on Bad Girls Club. She would be perfect for that show.
The one thing I wish, like, when it comes to the fashion show, when we get to the scenes, it's like, if you're such a fashionista, like, why aren't you talking about the clothes and the designers you buy the clothes from? You know, like, shouldn't that be a point? Like, I remember even, like, Kylie used to do this, and it's like, saying, like, I went here to get it. I have this designer. It's like, you should be talking more about the
They're
designers.
They're all from Amazon.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. And then you have this fashion show, and then you're like, everyone's like, I'm wearing Envy tonight. It's like, no, you guys are wearing a shirt from, you bought it from Envy. It's not, you're
oh my
not
gosh,
wearing
that
Envy.
Is the most wild thing is that they'll be like, I'm wearing Envy, when it's literally like, no, this is like the actual brand, you know? It's
like what is the brand, you know? Like, is she's probably doing what sometimes other boutiques would do, which is like blind labeling, where like you would buy a shirt or something and then they'd put Envy on the back of it. But still,
when we went to that boutique recently, and the dresses were like Runway the label.
Yeah, and they actually had the brand on there.
Well, but it's not like we're going to say, oh, I'm wearing this boutique. No, I'm wearing Runway the label. Like, that is what I'm wearing. So it is super fucking weird because they'll be like, I'm wearing Envy. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. So Margaret is so messy, though. She asked Jackie if she got her dress from Envy. And Jackie's like, no, I haven't been there. And Margaret's like, oh, she sent me, Danielle, and Rachel these dresses from Envy. Knowing Jackie is sensitive and would get upset. Margaret knows what she's doing. Jackie does act overdramatic, where she's like, over it and walks away. And I don't think she needs to do that. But Margaret knows what she's doing. And I think Jackie's just irritated that Margaret is doing that.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, Jackie calls her out. And I think Jackie also knows, like, it's just another slap in the face. Like, this is why I'm like, you know, trying to form these other relationships. Because, like, look at how you guys treat me. You know, before this would never have happened where I wasn't getting a call about wearing a dress from MV.
Yeah.
Or getting a little, like, you know, envy. Like, but Rachel Fuda is and Danielle is. And it doesn't make any sense.
We haven't seen Rachel Fuda this entire episode.
I know.
But you know what's crazy, you guys? And I know some of you guys are going to look at me and be like, what the hell's wrong with you, Roxanne? I prefer to watch Rachel Fuda over Danielle any day.
Yeah.
Is that crazy? I really do.
No, I feel like I agree, especially after this episode. And then there was like another episode where it was more Rachel Fuda focused, you know, in her family. And like, I'd rather watch them than Danielle.
Yeah, I would too. It's so weird. Even Thirsty Fuda. I'm like, oh my God.
No, please no.
No, over Nate. I don't know. I just, Danielle.
Nate is just so nice. Like, he's just so like, you know, he's just like a follower. He's like so lost.
He's such a follower. Oh my God. Yeah. I can't. He's like nothing.
But like, you know, how can we blame that? It's like, he loves his wife so much and like always has her back. So it's like
an enabler. Like he's like I want, like, okay, I think it's very healthy for someone to hold you accountable, you know, and not enable your behavior. Like, yeah, your brother's the problem, your dad's the problem, like you shouldn't talk, you should protect your peace, like I can't. Anyways, so Dolores,
I think it was more towards the end, but like, have you noticed the way Fuda lips and like Danielle like interacts? I swear, like, they're always like,
they're trying to act like they're boys.
They're always like trying to kiki and stuff. And it's like, okay, this is weird.
It's so weird because last season, John Fuda literally like came at Nate about his wife. So it's very, very weird. Dolores arrives and Jackie asks Dolores if she's wearing Envy. She's like, no. Then she explains how Margaret said the clothes comment. And look, again, like I said, Margaret knows what she's doing. Dolores thinks Jackie is oversensitive, and she is. But again, Margaret pushes her buttons. But Dolores is like, I don't know how the hell Margaret dealt with this person for so long. But yeah, Dolores, I mean, always couldn't stand Jackie.
Yeah, Dolores does not have that personality. She can't have someone that's needy. She doesn't like someone that's like an agger. She's like, she's never been that person to have someone that's very sensitive. Yeah. Like, that can never work with her personality. Because she's like almost just like, get over it. It's not that deep. Like, she's always that type of person. So it's like, they could never get along in a million years.
Yeah. So I was confused here. So Jennifer comes in. Margaret says hi to Jennifer, and she and Rachel say how they reached out to her and asked how she's holding up. But Bravo doesn't even explain why they're reaching out to Jennifer. But then I'm like, oh, it's because of that fight with Danielle. But again, it's so choppy. Like, production's doing the worst job ever, because I was so confused. And I was like, wait, did something happen to Jennifer's family? And I was so confused about this, because they're like, how are you holding up? And I'm like, wait, I'm fucking confused. And Rachel, like, obviously doesn't like Jennifer, but then she's like, had reached out to her. And I literally thought something happened to Jennifer's family, because I forgot about this like fight, and the way that they edited it made it sound like something else.
Yeah. And I wish they showed what they said, reached out and said. I wish like there was more context to it, for sure.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, what are the producers doing?
Like, what
the
are producers what's want their the side
season
on
to
it?
End. Uh-huh. They want the season to end so badly, you guys. They really do. But I fucking died at Jennifer saying she doesn't understand the concept of a fashion show when you aren't creating the fashion, and then pointing out that there was no male models, especially after like the rumors of the, you know, that guy with the cheating, and he was also the one of the male models at Melissa's old fashion show that was filmed.
She's so funny sometimes. She really
I know. But I don't get that either, because again, like you said, like, she never points out the labels that he carries, none of that stuff.
Yeah, like, I think to have a fashion show every year, like, it's just like,
she doesn't do it every year. She only does it when it's filming.
I think I do get that there are boutiques, like, we have some boutiques here like that, like smaller boutiques, they'll have like, you know, a local fashion show, and it's just to get like people to come and shop and like get your name out. But
it
the way that she makes it seem with her models and everything else, like, she's literally like a Tom Ford, you know, going in the backstage doing a New York Fashion Week. It's weird.
But we barely see her in the fashion show. That's the hard part of when you're hosting or an event and you invite everybody. It's too much where you can't entertain like the show. You have to entertain everyone else.
Yeah. And this one was like a live event where like, or like a fan event, like people could come there.
Yeah. Like, Melissa had bloggers there. Like, she had brought like toxic bloggers that hate Teresa. She brought them to that event. So Yeah, I swear I'm not just saying this, but this episode was so boring until we get to Teresa's part. And this is where, you know, again, it's wild because Teresa says that she called Melissa Feaster the good Melissa. And then we find out that this Melissa is, in fact, worse than Melissa Gorga, which tells you everything. And honestly, though, everything happens for a reason because, you know, Teresa's turning the tables with her podcast. I'll be honest, though, like I told you guys, I forwarded the kids Bop stuff with Danielle, so I don't know anything. I don't know what was said. I feel bad because I did that with Orange County with Tamara and the daughter scene, and that scene ended up being actually good. So
yeah, that scene was like great, but yeah, like no, this one like, had nothing you need to know about.
Yeah. It's so interesting seeing Jen Fessler on the side because she now in present day, not because of anything, just because of Margaret, she's acting like she wants nothing to do with Teresa and Jennifer and all that stuff. But on the show, she's obsessed with them. And you can tell Jennifer and Jen Fessler like love each other.
Yeah, they have a good vibe. So it's like that's a shame that they can't like carry that out because of like, you know, loyalties and let's not do this because of this person. Let's not do this because of this person. It's just so weird.
I love that Dorinda came to support Teresa.
Yeah, that was so cute.
Danielle,
the craziest thing is that, like, I think in her dressing room too, is that like, Teresa opens up how vulnerable she was about, like, you know, she like is bringing God back in. Like, I think that's the first time, you know, and it's weird because we're rewatching and she's always been a religious person, and we clearly know she took like a
step back.
She went into more like Buddhism and, you know, peace and who knows, but like I love that she's, you know, wanting to talk about it, because I think a lot of people go through that, like where they're like, you know, like, God, why would you do this to me? And then like you're kind of mad at him, and so that's nice that she's like bringing it up.
Yeah, there's always just so much like substance to Teresa's scenes, like,
yeah,
there's just, and that's why it's interesting, that's why people are so invested in Jersey, because her life is like, she really lays it all out.
100%.
Danielle apparently surprises Teresa at the podcast event, and then they take like a 10-minute break, and this is where she says like she loves the vibe of the cathedral because it reminds her of the church and she's bringing God back into her life. And Danielle is, you know, shocked it didn't burn down with Jennifer in it, and she says that out loud, which I thought was so weird and tacky of her to do. Even Dolores was like, oh my God, because no one expected Danielle to talk shit at Teresa's event while Jennifer's there. Jennifer's like, good, show your true colors, Danielle. And Danielle's like, no, you are. And Teresa's like, I love you guys, I just want to fix this. And Jennifer is like, it's not happening. And Dolores is like, this is about Teresa tonight. Dolores is being a good friend here. And Jennifer is like, no, Teresa, no matter what, we're not going to make up. And then when Danielle walks out, she's like, by the way, you look like shit. And it's weird. It's so weird.
That like energy though, like I swear, like I would be just like Jennifer so too. Like if someone was doing that to me, like I really would want to rip their fucking head
she's
off.
She's trying like, I would to like, her hair. What is that word when you're trying to provoke?
She's
like, trying to provoke her.
The bear.
Yeah. She's just so not housewife material. Even doing that, it's just from her house to her lifestyle to everything. It's, what are you doing? You know, and Dolores gets mad because Jennifer after, you know, just like anyone would be hyped up and be like, really, you want me to fix things with that rat? Like, you want me to fix things with that type of person? You're good with that type of person? And Dolores is getting mad and she's like, don't do that. Don't talk to Teresa this way at her event. But it's like, Dolores, I wish you'd have the same energy when it comes to Margaret.
Yeah, literally.
And Teresa. You know, it's like, I appreciated that. You know, I do think that at the end of the day, Dolores and Jennifer will always have loyalty towards each other. But it's like, I wish you would do that with Margaret. But also, Margaret is the Tamara of Orange County. Everyone is scared of Tamara. Everyone is scared of what Tamara will say. So they step back or they try to move forward with her. And with Jersey, the same happens with Margaret, except Teresa's not. And like, look what has happened to Teresa's life. Like, look what has happened with like Louie and the ex being brought up. You know, look at all that stuff. So
it's like sometimes it's easier to be friends with these people than to not, because it's like no one has time.
Yeah. Yeah. I listened to a podcast. It was the Bravo Docket. They're like a legal podcast, and they did an episode of Louie and his ex. And we've done this too before, but they're interesting because they're like the legal aspect. And they basically said like what Louie has gone through with his ex is horrifying. The only things I didn't like was, you know, when they talk about how Louie was diagnosed with anxiety and like depression or, you know, just like things like that, they would laugh at that. And I thought that was like kind of, I was like, dude, if the tables were turned and this was a woman and we were talking about a woman who was diagnosed with these type of things, then I feel like that's not a laughing matter. So I didn't like that, but I thought it was a very interesting listen if you guys want to listen to that, just because legally it shows what a maniac, how what a sociopath Louise X is. So, and it's all like legal stuff. And it's so scary because Margaret hung out with this woman a couple times and brought this woman to the world knowing she's this crazy. And I guarantee, like what we've seen of Joe Gorga, even though Joe Gorga spoke to this woman multiple times, I guarantee he's like, damn, deep down, he's like, this bitch is batshit crazy.
Oh, he knows. He knows.
He fucking knows.
Oh, 100%. He does. Isn't that stupid?
Yeah. So anyways, but yeah, that was the episode. When I saw the previews for next week, I almost cried because I said, are we going to have to recap this episode?
Oh my God.
I was like, there's no way we can recap this episode. Like, this is going to be so bad.
I'm so like not looking forward to it. Like, just give us a finale at this point. Just take it all down. Just give us a finale.
I know.
Like,
you're cutting episodes. You're cutting episodes. You've cut everything. It doesn't even make sense. Like, you've cut it all. So just give us the finale.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that's all that we have for today. And I have Miss
tomorrow.
Sloan. Yeah.
Oh, tomorrow we have our interview with Peggy from the Real House of
Orange County.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back with an Orange County episode after this week too.
The interview with Peggy is good. Even if you didn't watch, if you don't watch Orange County, it's just great when we hear from former housewives because they are not scared to talk about where like, it's like, I might get in trouble. I don't want to talk about this. So they're actually just like really straight up saying how their experience was. So it's always interesting to hear an interview from a former housewife. So get ready for that. Yeah. I love doing that. So get ready for that. But I think that's all that we have for today. Sorry that we didn't do it the night of. But again, Sundays are terrible for us. I was at my in-laws. Like, Chantel was at her in-laws. So it's really, really bad timing. And then my kids are always so drained by Sunday night.
Yep.
So
bye, guys.
Hope you guys have a great week. We'll talk soon. Bye, guys.